Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Sharon Cheatwood, Arts Coordinator for the City of Lawton, who's here to talk about the upcoming International Festival, an event KCCU is proud to sponsor. Sharon, thanks for being here. I'd like to start by talking a little about the history of the festival. So for those who may not be familiar, how did the International Festival begin?
Well, this is definitely a community-driven event. It began in 1979 when the individuals at the Lawton Public Library got together and wanted to recognize Lawton's diverse culture. And it was actually named the Ethnic Exposition of 1979. It was in the library. They had written a grant for it, and that's funding came through for it. One day event, of course, and with all festivals, it rained that first day. And so they actually, where the reference desk is now, they cleared all that out, and they had performers performing in the library for that event. And some of our performers that have been with the festival since the beginning are the Mexican Folkloric Dancers and also the Philippine Association of Lawton Fort Sill. And some of our festival volunteers are third generation, either with a committee or they're performers. So we really appreciate that legacy in building the community and keeping various cultures that add to our diversity and to our strength.
One of the highlights of the festival every year is the opening ceremony, which this year will again feature the Parade of Nations and a naturalization ceremony.
Yes, and that tradition, we're so thankful that that will continue and that we'll do the Parade of Nations, the opening ceremonies, and then go into the naturalization ceremony. These will be individuals from all over the world that have been chosen to go through the process at the festival.
This is a festival that celebrates the many cultures of the world through local connections, but this is also a community with a high rate of population turnover because of the strong military presence, which is something that's been amplified in recent years by force reductions on top of the regular two-year rotations. How does an ever-changing population affect this kind of festival, which draws so much on the roots and cultural background of community members?
You know, truthfully, we haven't seen that at all. As a matter of fact, I believe it has strengthened the festival because we have people who are coming in that are new to Oklahoma. And I had this discussion with a friend of mine a couple of days ago where they think we're the Wild West, if you will. And they think of us in terms of some of the other larger cities that where the mix of individuals from various countries. So I would say it's still the same. It really is. And having the ability to bring our community together through volunteer activities at the festival, if they are interested, not only learning and meeting new people at the festival, but also building your resume. You know, maybe you need it for your college application. I need to get some community service hours in. You know, I'm really grateful to, over the years, to have been part of the festival and to meet people who make me better at what I do in terms of working with our cultures and finding opportunities, whether it's, I'm a piano teacher and I want to find students, or it's somebody coming into our new community and where do I fit into this community and helping them find their place.
So from my experience, while this is a multicultural event, it does seem to see the most participation from three different regions, the Pacific Islands, Hispanic and Latino countries, and to a smaller degree, Asian countries. What are some of the cultures outside of these general areas that you've seen have a strong presence at the festival through the years?
One year we had the dance group that it was a Texas-based group, but they were Ukrainian dancers, and they came up from Texas. They were taking a break from the Texas Folk Festival, which is a very large event, and they were just fabulous to work with. We've also had Celtic dancers from around the Oklahoma City, Edmond area. That they bust all their dancers in for the performances. And the festival committee, they're always looking for various dance groups, singers, people that have a food booth that will represent various cultures, and even a recommendation from community. If there's someone that you've been to a festival, you really enjoyed them, they would love to know about it.
How important is it for the festival to celebrate not only the cultures that are strongest in Lawton, but other cultures that have a significant presence in the surrounding areas and elsewhere in the state?
Oh, it's very important that we network. Coming up is Scott Fest up in Tulsa, and I'm hoping to be able to break away and see some of the performers up there. They also have a sporting event. It just creates a sense of brotherhood, if you will, and sisterhood. We're all in this big blue planet together and working together and learning about each other.
All right. Unfortunately, we are running short of time, so is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners about this year's festival?
We want to remind people that please no pets, service animals only, no alcohol, and no personal drones at the festival. Oh, also on the festival grounds, please no bicycles or skateboards. It is always greatly appreciated by those on the sidewalk. And also for those who would like to take advantage, we will have a free park and ride shuttle service. If you'll park at McMahon Memorial Auditorium, it will take you to the festival site and back, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. Just sit back and let somebody do the driving.
Sharon Cheatwood, Arts Coordinator for the City of Lawton, talking with us about the 2017 International Festival. Sharon, thanks so much for stopping in.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you for being one of our media sponsors this year.
The 2017 International Festival will be held at Elmer Thomas Park in Lawton from September 22nd through September 24th. The event will feature a variety of cultural entertainment, exhibitions, and food, as well as entertainment and booths from members of the Lawton community and a children's area. Admission and parking for the festival are free. For more information about the festival, you can contact the City of Lawton Arts and Humanities Division at 580-581-3470, visit the event page on Facebook by searching for Lawton International Festival, or get the basics on our website, kccu.org. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.